Good morning, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Oh, there we go. Here's my music that I have missed over the last several weeks. Good morning, Salem. Stacy Ann hanging out with you. Now in the 8 o'clock hour. Glad to be back with you. Hoping that you're doing well. We're in a brand new year, 2021. And so it's for me to say to you, Happy New Year. And it's interesting this year because one of the things that I haven't had a chance to really listen to or hear people talk about, New Year's resolutions, I think that kind of got burnt last year, right, in 2020, as we were making plans for a fantastic 2020 and everything got upended. Now we're in 2021, and I don't know how many memes on social media I've heard say, 2021, hold my beer. I've heard that expression, you know, with all of the things that are going on. And many people have sent me text messages of certainly when I, in December, when I took a little sabbatical. And I want to just share, and just so you can hear it here, you know, this is something Terry and I had planned long before we even knew Oregon was going to be in our future. We had planned on going on a kind of a search mission and something that was on our heart, potentially to get to know Mexico and the Hispanic culture, and potentially in the future reside there part of each and every year. You know how people go down during the winter and they are snowbirds either in Phoenix and or maybe in Florida or in Texas, you know, where it's warmer and during the colder seasons. Certainly that's something I think a little more common in South Dakota and some of those colder tundra type Minnesota and up in North Dakota areas. And so maybe not so much here in Oregon, although with the lockdown, it made it even more imminent that we get somewhere where it was a little warmer and freedom. And so we had planned, even before we knew Oregon was in our future a couple years ago, that we would take at least a month off. And so that's what we did. We went on a sabbatical. We went down to Mazatlan, Mexico, and we went on this grand adventure. And it really was exactly what the doctor ordered at the right time, given all of the crazy political stuff that's been going on in our country, to have a brain break and kind of rise above and get unplugged a little bit, have some rest and relaxation, and kind of see what down there, what the needs are of the Mexican people and the culture. And in that time when we were there, we had the first couple of weeks, it was such an adventure, and I'm going to have next week, I'll have Terry on, we'll talk a little bit more about some of these details. But our third week there, we got really sick. We got dengue or dengue fever, which is a mosquito bite. And that whole week, we were very, very sick. And it took a while. We got our blood tests. You know, they checked us for COVID and all of that. And when we finally were able, like 3 days after our blood test, 4 days to decide what it was, we found out we had this fever. And it really did give us a chance to kind of go, wow, what are our priorities? What's important? And then during that time, we were like, oh, we want to be home. We don't want to be in Mexico any longer, you know. And so it's the highs and lows. And what I've gathered from it so far, and I'm still unpacking from my time there, as free as it was, as beautiful as it was, yes, people did the mask thing. And when you went into stores, they sprayed you down with sanitizer and they took your temperature and all that stuff that we're really accustomed to here in Oregon, as far as wearing masks and those things. But there was such an openness, and there's only 45 cases in the whole 400 and some thousand people Mazatlan of COVID. There was such a freedom and a liberty that we enjoyed in that time. But in our fourth week there, we got notified that our super duper wonderful friends from Oregon were coming down, got a Christmas gift, were coming down to visit us and enjoy Mazatlan because we had shared what a beautiful place it was. And I'm so excited to have, and I'm going to call her my flat tire friend. You know what a flat tire friend is? That's someone who, you know, you can call no matter what, middle of the night, whatever. You have a flat tire, car's broke down, and you know that they will show up. And she just doesn't do that for me. She does it for a bunch of people, and she really is someone that we can count on, and she's become a really great friend, and she's in the studio with me today. I am so excited to have Amy Ryan Corser here with me today. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Good morning, Stacy. I'm amazing. Thank you.
Let me make sure that we can get your mic on. I don't know why it's not on. How about, let me jump you over to this other mic. Let's try that.
This one?
Yeah, let's see if you're on. Try it one more time and see if we can get you on.
Good morning.
No, we'll try the other mic. I don't know what's going on. Sometimes these mics have a little way of playing their own games, so we're going to try this other mic. So Amy Ryan Corser is in the studio with me, and we're going to talk a little bit about kind of our thoughts and our impressions in Mexico. And one of the things that I realized, certainly as many of you and I have been affected by the media censorship, you know, I hardly posted. I hardly was involved. I was unplugged in a sense for the 5 weeks that I was gone, but yet I was still censored. And so what I don't quite understand is I can post on my Facebook page, but I cannot, and on our Epic Adventures page, which we did everything about Mexico. So if you're interested, if you're still on Facebook and you want to learn about our adventure in Mexico, Epic Adventures is our Facebook page. But I can't post in groups like the Oregon groups and the conservative groups and the Republican groups that I'm attached to. I cannot post anything. I've been blocked out until January 23rd. And I know many of you have experienced some of that. I'm curious, Amy, have you had any kind of censorship on Facebook at all?
A little bit. Good morning.
There you are. You got it all figured out.
Hey, coffee transferred seats. We're good.
Yay, we're all good.
Yeah. So, you know, not as much as I've seen my friends and other groups that you're speaking of. Mine has been more, occasionally I'll repost someone and then it gets flagged as either questionable or this content's not available.
Yeah, mine is, I can so I have groups of Mazatlan, you know, where I've gotten to know people and I'm in their group discussions. I'm in open Oregon groups on Facebook. I'm in the Republican, you know, groups on Facebook. So I can read it. I can like it. I just can't comment. And it says, you are blocked until January 23rd at 3:30 in the morning. And I'm like, what did I do? There was no...
Stacey, you're a naughty girl.
I guess so. I guess I'm too. But what I did do... something I did do, what right, wrong, or indifferent, is when all this censorship started and they kicked President off, and of course in Mexico, this was big news too, I went through all of my profiles and I took anything that said conservative, anything that said, I just said motorcycle enthusiast, you know, just kept really basic, but I must have already been identified or something, and it just, really, that's the part that bugs me so much about what we do here on the radio and our free speech and all of that. And and when we were in Mazatlan, and I don't know if you noticed this at all, but just like here in America, people were captivated by their phones. Everywhere I went, and people get off work and they're waiting for the bus, they had that phone in their face. Did you notice that when you were there?
No, my phone was in my face.
Ba-dum-bump.
No, you know... just a really quick note, you know, originally I was scheduled to be in D.C. And we were so excited to go support our Oregon representative, Cliff Bentz. And again, that was on my schedule for 2 years. So when that didn't play out, we were still actually going to go, except they changed everything to virtual. And then at that point, it's like, okay, there's not a lot of benefit to being in person if everything's virtual.
Right.
I can do that from anywhere, right? So so for Christmas, my husband transferred the trip to Mazatlan.
Yay!
And surprise!
You got a surprise Christmas.
I know. I think we should call our, we did go fishing if you haven't seen our pictures, and it's Stacey and Amy's epic adventure.
Yes!
You
know? Oh my gosh, that was just the most.
Amazing.
So Amy and John are quite the adventurous. They have traveled, they've been places that I haven't been yet, and they're well traveled. And I've traveled, and I've been to Israel, and I've been to India, and I've traveled too. And many of those trips, I went there and back on my own, you know, not with a group necessarily. But Amy and John, they have been places and they've done fun things. So they made this recommendation that we go on a fishing trip. And I honestly, I'm pretty adventurous, but the older I get, maybe it's because I'm a grandma, and I don't know, I question things a little more, you know, and so I'm like, yeah, I think I'd like that, but I don't know about the fishing part. I think I'll take pictures and stuff, and so you kept checking on me, like, are you okay? Because I just stay in the cabin, and I am very conscientious about sun. Because if I get too hot or get sunburned, it's done. And then it ruins everybody else's fun, you know. And so
sure.
To watch you and John and Terry haul in those fish, what did we fish for?
Well, we were technically, what we caught was not was off season, but they didn't get the memo. So
the fish didn't get the memo.
Yeah, the fish did not get the memo. So, you know, we were really open fishing, saltwater fishing for multiple things, and we ended up with three marlins. And,
oh my goodness!
It was so exciting. But I guess my point was, you know, my phone was in my face a lot, and you asked that question because I was watching the. You know, the January 6th events and the Capitol events and, of course, locally really paying attention to what's happening locally. I am still have my finger on the pulse. I'm still very involved. I'm more committed to the community and spending my time there, but I'm sure paying attention. And so I was one of those people with my phone on. And I, you know, I paid the extra money so that I didn't miss the news and what was happening. And so I think there was a lot of people like that. And you felt that anxiety and you felt that stress. And so for us to have that, just that simple day together of kind of really turning everything off.
Yes.
It really was a blessing.
It was a blessing. And as we were in Mexico and all of these things were unfolding, you know, I was getting memos and text messages from all over the country, South Dakota, Texas, Arkansas, North Dakota, Kansas, Oregon, and California friends that went to D.C. People have never been to D.C. before, but they were felt like there was such an urgency to get there on January 6th. And to hear their reports, and some of them over the next few days, I want to do some check-ins and get their take on what happened that day, because they were witnesses. And, of course, they were in the general crowd. They weren't, you know, going into the Capitol or whatever. But I know from 4 years ago when I went to the inauguration of President Trump, what the media was reporting on what was happening, what was really happening were two different things. And so I know it's important that we get those firsthand witnesses.
Absolutely. Well, we learned that from my campaign firsthand. You know, you hear those rumors, but even just, again, talking facts, my own personal facts, you know, I submitted during my campaign for Congress, I think a different letter to the editor or you know,
press release.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Every day. And they were factual. They were not mudslinging or anything like that. Negative. They were just very factual. And I submitted 4,500 some a day.
Whoa.
And they would not print
Ignored.
Them. They just
Ignored.
Wouldn't print them. And so that just is really an indicator of where we're at and people, you know, kind of picking and choosing what they want you to hear as a media.
So. Well, I'm so glad to have you in the studio, not only to talk about our epic adventures, but also I want to, you know, with the question for me, two things as we go into this break. The question for me continues to be, just like it was the day after the election, where do we go from here? And then also, how do we walk in faith and not fear? That is my big push this year. Faith, not fear. So we're going to talk about that when
we get back.
Okay.
You're
listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Monday and every day. Welcome back, friends. Glad to be with you. Wonderful Monday. Yeah, I have to say I did miss you all, and I'm glad to be back. And we have some exciting things coming right around the corner. I've got Amy Ryan Corser in the studio with me as my co-host today. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Stacey.
Our weather today is a little bit cooler than we experienced when we were in Mazatlan, Mexico. It's 38 currently, cloudy sky, going to get up to 48 degrees overnight in the low 31. It's cloudy the next few days, no rain in the forecast really until Thursday. So I'm not sure what you all have planned, but maybe get that walk in. And one of the things that I had an opportunity to do quite a bit of in Mexico is walk. And some days we got 20,000 steps in. And it was quite the adventure. And so not only after getting sick and getting back into eating food again, you know, we really kind of got to refocus on our health, refocus on life and perspective. And I think, Amy, when you get a chance to reset or kind of pull away a little bit, you really focus on what the main things are.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. And today is a holiday, a federal holiday. There's no mail, there's no banking and all of that in honor of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. And the great work that he did in an uprising that happened very peacefully, mm-hmm. using civil disobedience effectively in a way that upended a whole systematic, when they talk about systematic racism back then, absolutely, mm-hmm. you know.
Right.
And it's so relevant that we honor history as it happened.
That's right.
And there's some tough history,
sure.
in America.
That's how we got here.
That's right. And so we cannot rewrite that.
That's right.
And I have personally met Dr. Alveda King, Martin Luther King's niece.
Wow.
Because she's a pro-life champion. And in my work in the past with the pro-life, I've had a chance to personally meet her.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, we cannot allow them to rewrite history.
That's right.
And so when I think about and reflect today, a few things that I think of Dr. King, he was very strong about faith and not fear,
mm-hmm.
and to be grounded in the Lord.
That's right.
And to know our Bible and know our constitutional rights.
That's
and that
right.
our content of our character is so extremely important, more than the color of our skin.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So when you think of him, how does that impact you?
Well, I admire the strength. I admire, as you know, as a community leader, who we're always surrounding ourselves with admiration of people who have been before us,
mm-hmm.
and the good and the bad. I mean, we have to honor both. I mean, we've had some strengths and some weaknesses as you look at our history. But the important thing is we need to honor that history. It's not up to us to decide or choose,
mm-hmm.
what we do or don't want to move forward with. It's truly our civic duty and our civic history. I think we could do a better job of teaching that in our schools. I think people need to understand how we got here. And the great thing about that is that it's an opportunity to go forward and do it differently. If
mm-hmm.
you're not happy with where we came from or the way we did it, because those times were different. People
right.
don't really understand that moving forward, at least the younger generation sometimes that I speak with. And so I'm excited about the opportunity to rewrite history. Let's go
yes.
forward. But it doesn't negate the history that we've had.
Well, and having such an understanding of being in another culture, as we were the last few weeks, mm-hmm. in the Mexican culture, and
that's
truly
right.
very, very rare white people. And of course, Terry and I walking down the street, we're not just white. He's got the white gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the red, very white skin, and we stood out.
You glow.
We really. And so people were starting to recognize us and look for us in our walks. And
I was
things,
starting
and,
to blend in. I'm just gonna.
Yes, you
so
and
much,
your tan.
I have so much Indian culture
yeah,
in my
Indian
family.
Indian culture.
That
you fit in more so.
Doesn't
and,
take
and,
much.
And you get tanned. And so we have such an opportunity. We really do, friends. We have an opportunity to live life boldly, fearless, filled with faith, loving on people. And when I think of this season of getting to know you since I've been here in Oregon, Amy, I love your compassion and your passion to serve your community. And there, I don't think there's anything that you, if you got that call, whether it be from me or a stranger, you'd show up. You'd be that flat tire friend. And so I know there are things that as we look at the next couple years, we don't know what that looks like. We don't even know in the next couple weeks.
That's right.
I'm getting all of these messages from all over the country from my patriot friends like, oh, this is what's going to happen. And did you hear this?
And, that's right.
And it's hard. I'm like, I just go, Lord, I don't know. All I know is that I got today. And this is how I'm going to handle it.
You
know?
Right.
And is that kind of how you look at things as you're processing all this information?
It is. Well, it's overload because there's so many perspectives,
mm-hmm.
opinions, and, you know, and hopes. I know a lot of people are very hopeful. And so I don't want to be that voice of reason where it's a negative voice.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think in the middle of all of that, there's some balance.
Yes.
And so I always try to come to balance. And what comes, and you and I have discussed this before, on our adventure there, we talked a lot about discernment. And that's
mm-hmm.
always been one of my favorite words.
Yes.
And really, I've really dived into the meaning. And I think the important thing is that as a representative of Christ, as a Christian, and a lighthouse that we are called to be, the importance is that discernment,
mm-hmm.
and so that you are the light at the same time, though, that you're not instigating.
Right.
I think there's a great balance there.
There
and
is
it's
a balance.
It's not always easy to find because we're so passionate. And I find that I get more passionate the more I see the loss. So, you know, in my own life,
mm-hmm.
I've lost 6 friends in the last few months,
mm.
and I didn't get to celebrate their life, and that hurt my heart. So, you know, really looking at I think for everyone, we all are struggling right now,
mm-hmm.
and that anxiety level level because we don't know. It's the fear of the unknown.
Right.
And so then we have to be reminded, and I try to do this with my close friends, you know, fear and faith don't live together. And
right.
so that's where we have to say that fear is the enemy and they're attacking, and that we've never seen a bigger spiritual warfare than the current times we're in.
Mm-hmm.
These are unprecedented. But I do believe that that is all an opportunity to find that faith. And God wants us to, calls on us to be that voice and find that faith of common ground of, you know, of embracing everyone. I'm praying for everyone, including the incoming president,
yes.
including our country and our nation. And
mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone's more in love with Oregon than I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so passionate about, as you mentioned, the moving forward, how do we do this mm-hmm. in a reasonable, common sense way that shows our values? We stay true to our values and fight for what's right. I love our Constitution. But we also have a lot of voices and a lot of mixed messages because the media has really done a disservice to us. So
right.
I look forward to being a part of the solution as we all move forward in our community.
And that's spot on. That's exactly what we need to do, is we need to stay together. We need to stay united. And we've got an epic event coming up on the end of this month. We're going to talk about, when we come back from this break, how you, friends, can join us uniting, staying faith-filled and positive, right, as we move through these turbulent, I would say, unknown times. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. Good morning, friends. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Want to say thank you to Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group, Willamette Valley, ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs. 503-939-7099. And looking forward to, hopefully this week, maybe the first of next week, I'll have Dave in the studio and he can give us an update on what's going on in the real estate markets. And certainly I've heard, and Amy, I know you probably have too, that people are moving out of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have talked at length about how we love Oregon
mm-hmm.
and how, what can we do and where do we go from here? And I know you and John took a little trip up to Detroit area yesterday.
We did.
And I don't know if I've not been up in that area yet.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a sad day.
It's powerful. Yes.
It's a special place in my heart as a kid. And I was only up there once in this last year because of the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
So I never had a chance to go and revisit those places. And I know they're totally upended and changed. So talk to me a little bit about your trip.
Sure. Well, John hadn't been there. We actually campaigned there because that was our district.
Mm-hmm.
And so he'd been up there a lot, and we always support local business. So we'd been to the restaurants and the mm-hmm. grocery station, you know, grocery store and that. And we have, of course, friends who have homes there. And so we'd been up there a lot,
mm-hmm.
actually. But he had not been up since the devastation, other than the fire delivery that we did
right,
with all of the
station.
Food and that. And he mm-hmm. did attend that with me. But he hadn't seen the devastation of the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
And It brings tears to your eyes. It's
mm-hmm.
powerful. But I also, part of my, was A, to show John and have that conversation. But I have a lot of friends who are struggling, who
mm-hmm.
are from that area
mm-hmm.
of, you know, up in the San Diego Valley. And people who are, they're not getting the help that they need. And the federal, the resources aren't coming through. And, you know, that was something that I advocated for
right.
as a candidate. And even though I'm not a candidate any longer, I'm still a citizen who's in love with our area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saddened, deeply saddened by the financial devastation, the people that can't rebuild, the people, the different DEQ issues that we're having. There's multiple issues, and I don't think people, unless you hear it in the news, which you're really not, you don't realize that we still have families in hotels. We have families who didn't get Christmases. We have families who are suffering and struggling. And so for me, that was, you know, I obviously was a volunteer firsthand, but that doesn't go away just
mm-hmm.
because, we had a state of emergency, and now, you know, now how do we rebuild? What are we doing? What is the need? And that's what I really wanted to do. I like to talk to the families and hear what's happening, in the sense of, because you're getting it firsthand,
mm-hmm.
you know, aside from the media, aside from, you know, the conversation, when you hear it firsthand from the families of what they need and what they're going through and what the struggle is, you know, we need to be demanding from our federal representatives that they follow through and hold accountability. And that's something that was really important to me. And I think that now we need to have a stronger voice more than ever. It's probably one of my biggest frustrations right now in our political system is that we don't have that leadership.
Well, and when we don't know really what we can do in these times, and I think we have a lot of listeners who are like, I just don't know what I can do. Mm-hmm. Something we can do. Let's not let up writing our state and our local leaders, our commissioners, our county, our state, but also our federal, because they have the connections to the federal organizations that are supposed to come in and help. Now, I've had FEMA on a couple times, and we've ran some of their ads last year, you know, at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And they said that what they're running into, people are fearful of asking for help or going and filing for help from the government, that they're having to overcome some of those. So we've been on the air talking a little bit about that, and I'll get more people on to see what we can do. But friends, we need to write our representatives and say that's why we have you there, to make sure that these people get what they need. And the grief and the displacement and the feeling of lack of support, people who, these are generations of people who've lived in these areas who are self-sufficient, mostly. They lived in the country and very proud. And now you have the government telling them what they can and cannot do to rebuild on their property, insurance agencies that take forever.
Or they're not, they thought they had more insurance and now it doesn't cover rebuild. There's a lot of those kind of stories that I'm hearing. There's so many stories. But I will tell you, on a greater note, that I love seeing the us come together as a community. I love the stories and witnessing people stepping up and being, we have an amazing community. We have amazing hearts and servants. When I put out a call on my own personal social media and said, here's what we need, I was flooded with people who stepped up. And the names, the list is long. People that I can count on, like you said, your flat tire friend. The people that you can count on, they go, what do you need? I said dog food. And oh my gosh, now we're like overloaded with dog food. Because we had so many animals. And so that's just one example. But that has not stopped.
Right.
People are still, if we had a little more direction, a little more leadership saying, here's the direction of the need, here's what we need. And I talked to a lot of fire chiefs and police, and I'm very much an advocate for those and have great relationships. So I was hearing firsthand what we needed. And the beautiful thing is we have the community who steps up. They just need a little bit direction.
They need direction. They need leadership. And these are things that we can affect change. We can impact people's lives. Maybe people who've never voted before.
Sure.
You know, people, it's not about political. It's about community and coming together. And the sad part is we've been so locked down and so isolated and told to stay away from one another that people are kind of in that pattern of staying away. But this is a time we need to unite. We need to come together. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about this program that is happening right now where we're celebrating those fighting the good fight for our freedom. Yes, indeed. We have an opportunity right now to make a difference by coming together Sunday, January 31st. From 2 to 4 p.m., located near Salem. You can register for this Freedom Fest. It's a wonderful opportunity right on our website. And we're going to come together. We're going to celebrate one another. And we're going to look for ways that we can, as a community, move forward and fight for our community. And so I want to encourage you to get registered. Go to kslm.news, get registered. January 31st, 2 to 4 p.m., doors open at 1 p.m., and we're going to honor our frontline folks. We're going to honor law enforcement, military veterans, wounded warriors, our Oregon National Guard, our first responders, and also our bold and brave office holders, past, present, future, all of that. And so it's going to be a great time, and we encourage you. And this is something positive. These kinds of events need to happen. We need to come together, and we need to come together for a cause.
That's right. Well, in a time of such political unrest and anxiety that everyone has, you know, Oregonians, we deserve to thrive, and we have to get to a point where we're working together in unity, as you have said so many times, the unity part. But I do think that to get there, we've got to focus on how do we have the economic recovery? How do we help our friends and family who are suffering in the communities, and not just from COVID, which is a real thing, of medical issue, but of course the pandemic. But, you know, our fires, and there's so much need in our community. We have a lot of families who are losing their jobs, mm-hmm. and who need food, who need the simple basics. And Christmas was a great time. I've seen people come together and mm-hmm. needs being met. But as we move forward, like you're saying, we have to focus on the positive, and we have to find the answers together. But I really feel like that economic recovery is going to come from all of us working together, because Oregonians deserve that. You mentioned people moving out of state, and I see it all the time. Mm-hmm. Some of my best friends, a house fell through for one of my best friends, and I was not sad. Don't leave. I believe in Oregon, and I believe yes. we can turn this around. But we can't do it if everybody bails on us. We have to stand strong.
Yes, we have to stand strong. We have to be mindful. We have to be filled with faith as we move forward, and we need to stay connected. And the challenge is right now is so many of us have gotten used to connection through our social media and things. And I think we're going to backtrack a little bit and look for ways to connect through good old fashioned phone calls and email and things like that, and ways to stay connected and get our information, know it's accurate, you know. And I've unplugged from most of the news media because I just don't need to fill my head with that. I'll go and look for information as I need it. If I hear things or verify or validate and all of those things we need to do, mm-hmm. fact check, you know, all of that. But we need to really stay connected at the local level. Again, local level is important. And this radio station here is so critical to that. And friends, it's absolute miracle, I will say. I believe it's a miracle that we are moving through this season, because even in radio, many of the local radio stations, you know, you survive through sponsorship and through advertising events and advertising open businesses. And so many of our businesses and our faithful patriots who have businesses, they're not making it.
That's right.
And we need to keep them up in prayer.
That's right.
You know, and it breaks my heart. And you can only do so much takeout, or you can only do and it doesn't cover their bills. Yeah. And we waited. We got back on Saturday and we went to Route 99. We waited on a waiting list to get seated outside, mm-hmm. and they're doing the best they can, and they were busy, and that was exciting. But I'm like, something's so wrong with this picture.
That's right.
And
that's
so right. What can we do, you and I, friends, to get behind and rally behind folks that are doing what they can do each and every day? Right?
That's right.
So what's some strong words and things as we get through this time that come to mind of what we can do, each and every person, to navigate through these turbulent times? What are some things that come to mind for you?
Well, for me personally, you know, I love reading the word. I love reading and hearing from other people. You know, these are times that we've struggled before as a nation. We've struggled. This is not a new issue. And although, again, I think we're in unprecedented times. And so for me, I do a lot of listening. A lot of reading, a lot of listening, and I think moving forward for us as a humanitarian effort, mm-hmm. I take the time to look around. There's a lot of need that we have, and so now's the time to focus on our brothers and sisters who aren't making it, who are struggling. What can we do every day? You know, we have a new opportunity of a gift of saying, okay, where do I need to be today? And mm-hmm. and I've always felt that way,
right.
Felt strongly about that. So you know, God's divine plan is not always known, but I will tell you that I'm a big believer of the staying, and I love the faith over fear, because you and I both live that mm-hmm. through our history. But at the same time, I also believe that success is what happens when preparation meets opportunity. We're having a reset. We're stepping back. It's time to look forward and say, what does that look like? And redefine it. What does it look like in my life? What does it look like in our church, mm-hmm. and in our business community? Because we all have to move forward and find that answer. And of course, I can't answer for anyone else. I have to answer for myself, my responsibility. How do I make the difference? How do I help be part of the solution? And who can I bless? Because that's how God truly uses each of us.
I love focusing, keeping the main thing. And one of the sayings that I love is, when fear knocks on our door, we're going to let our faith answer it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes at, and one of the things psychologically, and of course I am a life coach trained to do all of those kinds of things. And one of the things that I do with my clients, when their anxiety is high and all the unknown is there, and they're bombarded with all these thoughts, the what ifs, and if this happens or whatever, you come back with faith-filled statements, mm-hmm. Affirming statements, and or start singing or praising. Yeah. And guess what? Those thoughts go away. It's not working. You
right.
know, you're not. They're not chinking at your armor. And so
right.
it's important that we stay mindful about what we're putting in our mind. Right.
That's right.
Awesome. We're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hey, did you know Betty White had a birthday? Let's talk about that when we get back. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. So glad to have you along for the ride today. So glad to be back. Thank you for tuning in. And of course, from 8 until 9 every morning will be Good Morning Salem with Stacey Ann. And today, my very special co-host is my flat tire friend, I call her, because she took us to the airport and picked us up and then come to visit us in Mazatlan, Mexico. Amy Ryan Corser is here, and we are talking about, you know, where do we go from here? How do we stay encouraged? How do we muster up that faith? All of those kinds of things. And when I think of a woman of courage, I am inspired, I have to say, by Betty White. Betty White turned 99 yesterday and is still going strong. Happy birthday, Betty White. 99. She must have a lot of wisdom to share, don't you think? And I'm curious if you're a Betty White fan and if she's inspired you. And she is like, she's beautiful. Beauty throughout all the ages. She's got wisdom. She's got humor. Certainly in 99 years, and you think about women through all of those years and their role in society and all of that. Wow, what a woman, huh?
Yeah, she's witnessed a lot of life. I really admire her.
Mm-hmm.
And I look up to her, but I love seeing that she's worked through her process of what works for her. We were kind of talking mm-hmm. about that last hour or last visit.
Segment,
that,
yeah,
that, you know, what does that look like as we mm-hmm. all kind of reset and we move forward victoriously? It's different for each one of us.
Yes,
and
is.
I love to, you know, watch people like that who have it figured out, because I sure don't.
Well, you and I, we're similar in age, and our seasons in life are very similar. In fact, we like a lot of the same things. You're avid basketball, you're outdoorsy. We even in our journeys in health, very similar. It's interesting as we, you know, peel mm-hmm. back the layers and onions, and I've ran for office and, you know, just some really cool things. But what I love about you and I, where we're at in this life with our kids promoted out of the house, you know, we're experiencing, it's like a new opportunity to engage people at a different level.
That's right.
And we're kind of at that age now that people are looking to us for wisdom.
Huh.
Interesting. I mean, in my mind, I'm still 21 and very naive, and the whole world's a stage, you know, kind of thing. And it's like they're asking me my input, you know.
If they ask me, be careful what you ask for.
Yeah. And I have this thing about this, and I've learned this as a parent, and maybe you've walked through this too, that it's so easy when you're a parent and your kids promote out of the house, there's still that want to mother and parent and make sure that they're going to not run into the hole and fall down deep, right? But once they're promoted out of the house, there's this respect thing, and they want respect, right? But you and I know where they're, you know, for me with my kids. But this is something, a little nugget, and someone needs to hear this today. Mm-hmm. And this is true with the political stuff. This is true in a lot of things in life. If someone is, no one wants to hear what you have to say, and you're volunteering this information, they're just like unsolicited. I don't want to hear your opinion. I don't want to hear whatever. But when they come to you and say, so what do you think? It's a whole different level. Mm-hmm. And then you can, they're coming to you. Now you have that freedom and liberty to say, well, this may or may not be for you, but how about this? This is how I think on that. And, sure. And I think as we move into political communication over the next few weeks mm-hmm. with those that are not with us, don't see it, there's just kind of some wisdom I think we need to move forward to, that be careful not to engage if it's not invited. If it's invited, watch how you engage and do it in a way that's honoring.
Sure. Well, I have posted about this a lot, but I think when you say that, what comes to mind are kindness and respect. And mm-hmm. I think if we could just come back to those two basic values moving forward, no matter what our perspective or opinions are, I think we'll be fine.
Yes. And people don't want to know how much you know until they know how much you care. So mm-hmm. I probably just totally sliced yep. that up. But yep. it's really, they want to know you care with a whole heart.
That's right.
For them as a person.
That's right.
And yet on the other hand, just because we are kind people and caring people doesn't mean we have to take the cruelty either.
You have not had this conversation with me, but that mm-mm. came up this weekend, and I have had a couple scenarios where it's like, wait a minute, it's okay for me to draw that line and say, wait a minute, I deserve to be spoken to better than that. Mm-hmm. You know, when things that have hurt my feelings, or mm-hmm. people who think they can say anything because they think, oh, Amy's so tough, but you know, the reality is Amy's not. Amy mm-hmm. has, I wear it on my sleeve, if you know
right.
me. And, but the one thing I will tell you I think is really important for all of us is that you have to surround yourself with that circle
yes.
of people, circle circle of trust, as John called it last night. Those people where you know your flat tire friends, or you know who you call it. There's a lot of ways to call it, but the reality is, you know who you can trust and move forward. And you're not always going to be like-minded, but that's okay. It's not about that. And I'm not even speaking politically. I'm speaking just surrounding yourself in a peaceful place with people you know you can trust.
Who speak life over you, that's not right. death. Who speak blessing over you, that's not right. cursing. That's and right. and again, I can say we can curse at the darkness all we want, but unless what we need to do is turn up the light.
That's right.
And we need to be the light.
Well, and I love it when my friends, who I have so blessed with great relationships and wonderful, wonderful women, especially in my life, aside from my husband being my best friend, women who have been there for through the thick and thin, and they remind me that God has a bigger plan in me. It's okay.
Yes.
It's just okay to breathe and take a step back and go, God has a plan, and this is all part of it. And so He knows.
Yeah.
He knows, and let's have that faith.
And that's exactly something that has gotten me through the highs and lows, and someday maybe I'll write a book. Maybe the next time I go to Mexico, that'll be my book writing adventure. But one of the things that I hold on to strongly is that God is not surprised by this. Mm-mm. And we may not know what the future holds, but we know the one who holds our future. And so my hope is, as we move into this new year and Good Morning Salem, is yes, we're going to talk about the issues of the day. We're going to talk about things that are affecting our day-to-day life locally here. Mm-hmm. And how can we get through it together? Because we are really better together. I know that's a big cliche last year, better together, we're in this together, whatever, but we really are. Mm-hmm. And what does that look like in these turbulent times?
Sure.
So we're in a new season, and each day is a gift, right? And I know that's a little cliche too, but why not?
We just need to remember to slow down and appreciate that each day.
Well, I am so thankful that you had a time to come in today and join me on my coming back on the air and what that looks like here over the next couple of weeks. And certainly, friends, I want to stay in that place of stay encouraged, stay in prayer, be bold, be beautiful, be kind, look for ways to smile. Pull the mask down and do a smile, pull it back up, whatever you need to do when you go. And I know that the next few days we're going to talk about some pretty tough things, I think, as we look through the inauguration, and we've got a lot of unknown going on. Mm-hmm. But here's what we know, is that you are precious, my friend. You're here at this particular time for a reason. Look for ways to be bold and brave and beautiful. And we'll continue to network together. Go to kslm.news. And get registered for the Freedom Fest. I think there's an official name, celebration on the 31st of January. And get your tickets. And we have some sponsorships. So people that, if you're unemployed, you don't think you can pay for your family, whatever, we have people stepping up saying, we'll help families out, those kinds of things. But we'd love to have you there. Go to kslm.news. Get registered today. There are a limited amount of tickets. And so we want to make sure that you're a part of that. And certainly send us an email. Send me an email. Good morning, Salem. Let's see, Stacy at kslm.news, or good morning, Stacy Ann at gmail.com, because we're watching the email thing. And if I get the emails. So, Amy, how do people get a hold of you if they want to communicate with you?
Facebook? Still have my website or Facebook, absolutely. AmyForOregon.com is my my Facebook and my website, actually.
All right.
And I would encourage people to keep praying. Pray for our nation, pray for our president, pray for our incoming changes as we move forward, because there are great things happening, and we can all be a part of it.
Let's be part of that positive change right here in Oregon and all through the nation. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Stacey.
Have a great day. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Friends, thank you for tuning in today. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what we're facing, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a great day.